We're going to practice a little Kvitzas HaDerech today. We started Siman Samazayin when we last met 2 weeks ago. And we learned Sif Aleph. Because Rosh Hashanah is tomorrow night, and Sif Lamed is Nageya to us in the next 36 hours, so we're going to skip to Sif Lamed. And Hashem will come back to everything else. Okay, the second half of the simin are the halachas of a prosbul. As you all know, Hillel was the second of prosbul. Prosbul, pros means a prize or a benefit. Bull to rich people. Bull means rich for some reason. And a prosbul is written so that people who have outstanding loans that are owed to them have a method by which to collect. Writing a prosbul, a person creates a situation where he can collect afterwards. Sif Lamed in Lamed Aleph discussed the issue of when the prosbul has to be written. Is the prosbul something that has to be written before the beginning of the Shemitah year, which would mean that you have to do the prosbul before sunset tomorrow night, or is it adequate to do a prosbul for the end of the Shemitah year, which means you still have another year to go, this in this case 13 more months, to write the prosbul. And obviously that's the Gea L'maisa, and we're going to learn of a Machlekes Rishonim on this topic. Now, there is no question that if you write a prosbul today, that all loans that exist today and will still exist at the end of the Shemitah are included in the relief of the prosbul. That is no shaila. A prosbul only works for debt that precedes the writing of the prosbul. Because what is a prosbul? A prosbul is the handing over of loans that are owed to you to Beis Din for collection. You give it over to Beis Din to collect. And for reasons which we might get to a little later, Beis Din is not Mishamit Chayvis that are given to Beis Din. And therefore, once you give it over to Beis Din, the Chayvis can be collected. You don't even need Beis Din to collect. Once Beis Din is allowed to collect, you're also allowed to collect. There's no problem. You can only give over Chayvis to Beis Din if they exist at the time of the prosbul. So that when you do a prosbul, you're giving over all the chayvis that predate the prosbul. So if you write one today, even if you hold you need it for the end of Shemitah, it's going to work for all chayvis that exist as of today. It doesn't work for chayvis that come later. This is this is certainly the rule of a prosbul. Now the question is not when do you need a prosbul, when is Shemitah Mishana? The question is, when the Shemitah absolve the Chayvais? At the beginning of Shemitah or at the end? Now really, it's a Beferish Gemara. The Gemara says in Erechin, HaChav Chesam Beis, says Beferish, that Shemitah is Meshametes B'Saifai, Tiksiv Vayihi Miketz Sheva Shanim. The Pasuk says, Vayihi Miketz Sheva Shanim, at the end of the 7 years, says Beferish. So it's a pasuk. If it's a pasuk and a gemara, very hard to say differently. And we're going to see the Shitas HaRosh, which we're going to see in a few minutes. The Rosh holds that you need a prosbul by the beginning of Shemitah. What does he do with the gemara? So we're going to see. Can't argue with the gemara. So we'll see the Shitas HaRosh.
What do you do with that afterwards in
Shemitah? Yeah, I'm going to talk about that too. What? So there's no question loans during Shemitah is not Mishamet, but if the borrower stalls you off long enough, right. Okay, so let's see Sif Lamed Aleph.
I mean, would it be better if a person just is Mishamet but forgives his loans?
It's definitely better for the lawyer, that's just no question. But no, you could, the person. As a matter of fact, the minig, the Ben Ishchai brings this minig in Ben Ishchai. The minig is, after you write a prosbul, you lend someone a dollar or money to be Mekayim Shemitah. So Mitzvah Shem, next year, I'll announce a shul that as soon as everyone finishes their prosbul, I should lend the rabbi $10. If I get enough people involved, it could be a nice business. And of course, you don't want to be mezakeh everyone with the mitzvah, and you know, to be mishamet. Yes. If you incur a chayv after writing the prosbul before the end of Shemitah, the prosbul doesn't have effect. Doesn't affect that chayv. Well, I'm lending money because I want to be b'kayv the mitzvah of being mishamet a chayv. There's a mitzvah to be mishamet. So after I write the prosbul, I'm going to lend someone money, and then Shemitah will pass, and I'll tell them mishamet ani. I'll be b'kayv the mitzvah. Whenever I do the prosbul, this has nothing to do with the Rosh and the Rambam. After I've written all my prosbuls, and we have to call Ashitas, and right before the next year, Shkia, when Rosh Hashanah starts, I'll create a chayv that's dafka, that's unaffected by the prosbul, so that I can be mekayim the mitzvah of leigais of alav and rasei, right? What? Alav and rasei leigais esriyeu and shomayt. Shamait Kobal Mashiyada, correct, right? Grada, I saw they have upstairs the Shemitah, those papers they put out. So in the decoration on the front, they have a nice picture, and it says on the top, Vized Devar HaShemitah. Now that's a mistake. Zed Devar HaShemitah is in the parish of Shemitah's Ksafim. Zed Devar HaShemitah, Shamait Kobal Mashiyada. I believe, I don't look up the Chumash, but my recollection is, am I right, that the Zed Var Shemitah has nothing to do with Shemitah's karka. So it's a mistake. The decorator did a nice job, and it's, you know, you're not over anything, but it's the wrong Shemitah, you know, it's like...
So you can write in the prosbul -$1 or -$10?
No, you can't do -$10, but you can exclude, you can say, except the chayv that I, that Pliny owes me, I'm not giving to Bezin. You can exclude a chayv. And that you could do specifically.
And open the mouth, if I didn't make a prosbul, can I and I go to the entire I sue the lawyer, would the Bezin give me?
No, the Bezin will not give you the money. The halacha, the Bezin would tell him that the rachacham nechemenu, that he should pay anyway. We're going to learn that, Yitzhak Hashem.
They wouldn't pass him that he owes me the money?
No, they would not, because Shmait. Now, I mentioned 2 weeks ago that the Chalukei Deis in the Lomdis, if the Torah is Mishamit, or if it's a mitzvah on the Malva to Mishamit, the Malva is a Rosh, it doesn't want to be Mishamit, then you're right, then the Chayv would still exist. I mentioned Ramosh and Nemzon in the Dibris and Gittin that that's the Iker. But you can't collect based on that because the Leiva could say, Kimli, that, like the Mechassino says, that the Torah is Mishamet Techayv. And then you couldn't collect.
As far as Shemitah is
concerned,
everyone's made it
Shemitah,
this is Shemitah year.
Lamaisa, everyone's made it, this is the Shemitah year, even though I mentioned that the Machlex Rashi and Tysus had to calculate the year of the Chorbin. The year of the Chorbin was Mesai Shriyas. And that's where we get our count. We count from the year of the Chorban, sevens, until today. That's where we get it from. But it's Machlokes Rashi Tosis, when the Gemara said that the Chorban was in the year of Mitzvah Shviyas, whether it means in Mitzvah Shviyas Chodesh Av, or it means Mitzvah Shviyas plus the Chodesh Av. In other words, it was the 420th year, that was the Chorban of 421st year. And that Chalukah Tosis. So let's learn in Sif Lamed. Ein Shvius Meshametis Ksafim Ela B'Saifai. The Shulchan Aruch passes clearly, as I told you, it's a Gemara in Erechin, and it's a Lashon HaRambam. It says in the Baragayla, Lashon HaRambam Sham is Sifri, Ubraisa Erechin Chavchesam in Beis. I don't know why he puts the Sifri before the Braisa, which is in the Gemara. That's highly unusual. But at any rate, Eishias Mishametes Ksafim Ela B'Saifai Lefikach Haloives Chaveri B'Shvius Atzma Gaiva Chayve Kol Hashana B'Bezin. Okay, which is before Chaim. So it says here B'Feirish Hilfika Hilves Chaveira Bishvius Atzma Gaiva Chayve Kalashana Bebezn. During Shemitah itself, you could collect. Kishatishka Chama Bale Rosh Hashanah Shal Mitzvah Shvius Avad Chayve. What? During Shemitah, you could. You could go to Bezdin.
Yeah.
Right.
But at the end of the year, it's
Mishama. That's what he says. When the sun sets, B'leh Rosh Hashanah Shal Mitzvah Shvius on the Rosh Hashanah of Tav Shem Pei Gimel, Mitzvah Shvius, Avad HaChayv, then the Chayv is lost. So that's what it says here. And the Shulchan Aruch itself does not bring the Rosh who disagrees. And in Nun Beis, the Sma brings the Pasuk. Diksiv miketz shev hashanim tasa shmita b'zed var shmita shavoyt kol ba mashe yodai. So that's at the end of the 7 years that shmita kicks in. So siflamid is clear. No machlokes in siflamid. So give me a minute. We're going to learn the rush now. Okay, siflamid aleph kol zman shu yachol ligvay sachayv kaisvim prozvul. When do you write the prosbul? Any time, as long as you're still allowed to collect the chayv, which means until shkia of Rosh Hashanah Tav Shem Pei Gimel. So kaz matchiach ligvay sachayv kaisim prosbul. Here, the sma brings in sma nun gimel. Now, before I read it inside, I want to explain. As I told you a few minutes ago, there are two dinim, two psukim. Shomayt kaba mashe yadai to be mishamet achayiv, and a lav of lo yigay says chaveiray, that a person should not collect, should not look to collect. Poshit, it's all the same moment when the shmi, when you mishamet achayiv, you're not allowed to collect. The Rosh Hashita, Hirosh brings a brisa that seems to indicate that the beginning of shmita, meaning tomorrow night, Shemitah's Ksafim kicks in. But it's a Gemara Fakeret. So the Rosh makes the following difference. He says, the mitzvah says, say, of Shomay Kol Baal Ma'ashe Yadai, it's a Gemara, it's the end of Shemitah. However, the Pasuk of La Yigais, when the Pasuk says, La Yigais Yisrael, you shouldn't collect, the Pasuk says, Ki Kara Shemitah La Hashem. Kara Shemitah sounds like the beginning of Shemitah. Don't collect, Kikar Shemitah LaHashem. So the Rosh says, this passes from Chaim Briska, right? So there are two dinim, Ishmitas Ksafim. There's one din, the Chayv exists until the end of Shemitah, that's for sure. The Chayv exists. If someone comes in the middle of Shemitah to pay you, you're allowed to take it. If someone comes after Shemitah, you have to say Shomaitani. But if someone comes during Shemitah, the Rosh is Maida, that you're allowed to take it. But the lav of the Yigas Yisrael, that you shouldn't collect from someone, that starts from the beginning of Shemitah. So that, there are two dinim in Shemitah's Ksafim, the lav and the assay. The lav, not to collect, is the beginning of Shemitah. And the assay of Shabbat is at the end.
Why would you separate?
The Torah, he's learning the Torah separated them. Kikar Shemitah LaHashem.
He wants to.
Giving a loan, you can't get it back. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to. If he wants to pay, he can pay. Well, this means you can't demand payment. Right.
That would be a loan that's done before
Shemitah, the beginning of Shemitah. In the Shemitah year, so let's see how he says it about during the Shemitah. Yeah, it sounds like even during. Let's see how he brings it. Let's read it inside. Smanun Gimel. Kosmachi Yachaligva Sechayv Kaisim Prozol. Harosh, Beperek Hashelayach, Nun Gimel. You could say, Amenosh Leitashmitaini Bishvias. You could lend someone money on the condition that you don't enforce Shvias. The Gemara in Makkah says, you gotta be careful. If you say, Amenosh Leitashmitaini Shvias, I'm lending you money on the condition Shemitah is not Mishamit. That's masna mashakasa b'taira. Torah says it is. But if you say avodah shalei tashri tevi bishvius, see digduk matters. If you say avodah shalei bishvius, you're saying I'm asking the Torah's mishamid. Avodah shalei tashri tevi bishvius, on the condition that you should not enforce the shmita provision, bishvius, bishvius passes. So according to that, he has to pay you. I could. Well, maybe like the Rush, but not for the Rush, he could. Okay, let's see again the Russian side. Harush beperkashaleh v'atur kasu da'afa gav de'ena shmita mishamet ela b'saifa. Even though the Rush has to be made, it's in Farish Gemara that's mishamet at the end. Mekabakayim ein kaisim prizbol ela ad saif shana shishis. The rule of writing a prizbol, you got to do it by the end of the sixth year. Avogama rash maida de'ein biyad ha'malvol etfaya chayvay kol shana shvius. The Rush is maida that you can't manayin yechayv the seventh year. In other words, even though the Rush said the beginning of the seventh year, you might think beginning of the seventh year finished, and the seventh year alone Shemitah doesn't affect. So he says no. Loi amru shein shvius meshemetes elo b'saifay elo le'inyin shem mishalem haloiva me'atzmai yochel l'kabel v'imenu. The Rush says that when do we say it's mishabet b'saifay? Only le'inyin, if he pays voluntarily, you could take it. But to collect, you can't. Avla Rambam svir alei, yachol etvaya chayve b'bezen kol shana shviyas at saifai. The Rambam holds that you could buy one ayin chayv, the whole seventh year. Nimtza. The kulei alma svir alei hai klala. Everyone agrees with the rule, the kosmash yachol l'gvais chayvai, hainu aydei dayanim, kaisim prosbol. Everyone agrees that as long as you could collect, you're out of prosbol. They argue what that date is. The rule, you write a prosbol as long as you could collect, is kuli alma. They argue about until when is the time of that. According to the Rambam, it's the end of the seventh year, which is the Ikar Adin, which is the Mechaber. And according to the Rush, it's by the beginning of the Shemitah year, which is the Shita of the Rush. Now, why doesn't the Beis Yosef bring the Rush a Shita? It's at least the Yeshayimrim. It's not a Kasha. Beis Yosef always goes with the Rambam. However, the Beis Yosef holds that the Rush, he says, Girsa Mutas Nimtzalofanov in the Braisa, the Tisefta, or Sifri, whatever it was. He said the whole Rush is built on a Tos Hatfus. And therefore, the Rush created this new Gezeres HaKosev of the Kikar Shmita LaHashem. And the Rush, the Beis Yosef dismisses the Rush as based on a Tos. He would pass on it to Rambam anyway against the Rush. But he says it's Bechlal, not a Shita. Look in the Beis Yosef. The Bryce had a Lashon at the beginning of Shmita. But, however, despite that, there are those, including the Sma. Sma held it was a toss, he wouldn't bring it. And there are those who hold that that it's a shita to be reckoned with. So the question is, here we are sitting 36 hours before the Tchilas HaShmita. And the question is, should we be doing a prosbol or not? So we go to the Poskim Acharonim and see what they say. So the most famous is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says to write a prosbol to be yitz in the Rosh. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav in the last Chelik, it's the fourth volume in our sets, it's called Chelik Vav, has a section called Dine Halvar. He has a kitzur of Dine Chayshon Mishpat. In Dine Halvar, Islam Vav, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says to do a prosbol before the beginning of Shemitah. Which means those who follow Shulchan Aruch HaRav, definitely Chabad, writing prosbols, the makpid to write a prosbol. It says in Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that's like equal with says in the Luchas HaBris. You know, it's the Shita that they hold very stark. If you see tomorrow Lubavitcher fellow on the corner with candles and a piece of paper, the paper is the prosbol and the candles are for Adlokas HaNeiris. So he's giving a prosbol because they hold that the Shulchan Aruch paskens, you have to write a prosbol by the beginning of the Shemitah year. Derech Hamuna, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and Thursday night I hadn't thought of looking it up here. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Hamuna writes very interestingly. This is in Perek Tes of the Rambam, Hilchah Shmita. The Rambam says, Ein Shmita Mishametas Ksafim Elo B'Saifa. The Rambam is Saisim that it's Mishamet only at the end. Rechai Kanievsky in Derech Hamuna Chafei says, Das HaRosh, the Chol Shona Hashona Hashviyas Oslo Tvaya HaChayv, El Hashem Hilzer, Ein Tzarech Leib in Mishamet Ani. And he brings the that he says, "Lo yigais ki kara shmita, hanu miyad she kara shmita." L'chein, therefore, like the rush, tzarach lechtayv prosbol erev hashoshana shel shviyas, dahaynu b'saif shana shishas. That's the rush shita. V'yesharim la rush gam hashalov habishviyas osu l'tvaya. Also, aval roiv yishayim chalkan hala rush. He says the halach is not like the rush. To write a prosbol. In the footnote, he brings chaynog avi adani mayriz. It's how the he writes that the stipler was naig this way. Ulapami masa milim. And sometimes we'll learn there's a kula to not actually write a shtar, but just to do it by an oral declaration. Very interesting. That the stipler, usually what with the chazainish sanhagis, was naig to do a prosbol before the beginning of the Shemitah year. Despite the fact, he says the chazainish did not. He doesn't write about his father-in-law now this Reb Chaim wrote himself. This is authentic. It's hard to know, but in the Sefer is a biography of the multi-volume biography of Rabbi Yashiv called Ashrei Ish. Ish stands for Rabbi Yashiv's initials. They write that Rabbi Yashiv said Minig Yakire Yerushalayim is to do a prosbol before the beginning of the seventh year, and his lashon is it's like Kumudomani or Shamati. That it's al pi Reb Shmuel Masalant. Shmuel Masalant was the Rabbi of Yerushalayim from the 1840s to the beginning of 1900s, 60 years. And I guess 9 or 10 Shmitas, imagine being a Rabbi in the same Kila for 9 or 10 Shmitas, that's incredible. And he was Nayig Yakir Yerushalayim should write. Is there a downside? What's the downside of doing prosbol? So the downside, I believe this is quoted from the Tshuvas HaRadvaz. What's the downside? So it's a rush, do it. The downside is for Amaratzim. You're going to have a person, he's going to do a prosbol, let's say today or tomorrow. He's going to do a prosbol. It's going to come next year, the end of Shemitah, and everyone will be doing prosbols. They'll say, I did it already. I took care of it a year ago. I've never had a prosbol. Right, logical. Now, he's going to mess up. Because the prosbol only is effective for prior chayvis. So any chayv from tomorrow night till the end of Shemitah, he thinks he has a prosbol for it. He doesn't have a prosbol for it. He's not going to do another prosbol. And therefore, there is a downside in doing wholesale, across-the-board prosbols, because it's going to lead to some kind of mistake. Right, you can't, because you can't do dinei mamonis that alei bala ilam. You can't do some of the chayv that doesn't exist. One of the most fascinating pieces of this is a stira in the tshuvas chasam sefer. And I had here Thursday night by Mishmer papers with the two tshuvas on the same page. It's fascinating. If you can answer it, you're a better man than me. It's not a chiddush maybe, but these are two tshuvas. I'm going to read it to you. It's just sometimes they say, he's being machmer, he's being mekel. Listen to the language. He's writing to someone who wanted to do a prosbol with some cipher in the beginning of Lies Hashanah Zayis, Shdas Tov Kuf Samach Dalid, Shna Shishas L'Shmita, the sixth year of Shemitah, and he wanted to do it based on what he calls Shita Sarosh Vayitr, that says Tu Bishayinim, that say, do it at the beginning of the year. So he writes the following. Yodano, he writes about his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, Uvde Yodano, Shemayvi Rabbi Achasin Tatal, Masa Devar Lefonai V'chadi Imi B'Sai Shnas Tukuf Mem Dalet. At the end of the Shemitah year, he did a prosbul, Haidu Saif Shemitah, for Yodano. Shaloi osa prosbul b'saif tufkuf mem gimel. I know for sure, he says, he didn't write a prosbul at the end of the previous year, going into Shemitah. Ki loi zaza yodai mitech yodi, loi zaza yodi mitech yodai mamish, lei da kol drocha mitzavu muvav. Says, I was with him all the time. I was not away from him enough that he would have enough time to do a prosbul. Rapam used to quote this, nothing to do a prosbul, but the Mesiras Nefesh of a Talmud to a Rebbe. There are some said he was still single when he left Frankfurt to go with the what? His yard site is today? It's not Sukkot? Yeah. Okay, I didn't know. I thought it was in Sukkot. Okay. But anyway, the Sefer writes, Zazi Yadi Mitech Yadai. It's not possible he wrote a prosbul. I was with him the entire time. And he didn't write a prosbul in the beginning of the year. But Tamarabi Ika, he says, he writes, even will be a machlaik yeshava bishava kalameko baratoch kamaise b'chutz la'aretz. He says, b'chutz la'aretz, there's no reason to do it. And then he writes, Kimisha Nuscha Mutas, since the Tesefta that was in front of the Rosh was a toss anyway, Ein Lo Lahamsi Droshis Bekrosh Shaloi Huskaru. Don't make new Droshis Karashmita Lashem without a Makar. The Rosh thought he had a Makar. Adkan. This is where he writes in Tshuva Nun. He says, you want to do it? My Rebbe didn't do it. And the Rosh is based on a toss. So leave me alone. That's what he writes. That's Tshuva Nun. In Arachayim, Tshuva Tezvav. Now, it's just a printer's error. In the Tshuva Sam Sefer, there are two Tshuva Tezvavs. Tshuva Tezvav and another one Tshuva Tezvav. In the new print, it says Tezvav Aleph and Tezvav Beis. There's no longest to it. It's just the printer messed up. In Tshuva Tezvav, he's talking about something else. He writes there that a person shouldn't get an aliyah to the Torah for a mitzvah in which he's not careful. If you have a mitzvah, if there's such a thing, you have a mitzvah that you're not appropriately careful about, don't get the aliyah. If you have someone, Rechman al-Hassan, who's Ivan Ribbis, it's bad enough, but don't get the aliyah for Ribbis. He says, you're not makbid on Chodosh, don't get the aliyah. Don't get the aliyah for that. And then he writes, and again I'm quoting his Lashon, it's the last paragraph of the Tshuva, Kiyaitza Bezeh, similarly, Hashtahacha Shnas Hashmita. Now that we're coming on Shmita, Ein Roy Likris B'Tayra. Don't get the Aliyah the Tayra for Loyiges Esreiu. Lemisha Loy Asa Prusbol Erev Rosh Hashanah Ha'avar B'Knisa Shmita. V'Gam Yasa Prusbol Erev Hashanah B'Alatayva B'Yitziyasa. Let's see there. Kala Paiskin. Says don't get an Aliyah for that for Loyiges if you didn't do a prusbol in the beginning and at the end of Shmita. Mind-boggling. It's one thing he would say, be machmir, do both. He says, don't get an aliyah beginning and end if you're not machmir. Very hard to reconcile these two tshuvas. It's a very...
If he plans to ask,
we should add that. Yeah. If he didn't write a prosbul and he plans to let the chayiv go, then there will be no shailah. Okay, I mean, it seems he doesn't have that habit. I don't know. But... So I don't know. I've been matmiya about this for the last few days. Someone suggested, first somebody asked me the dating of the two tshuvas. The first tshuva has a date, the second one doesn't. So I don't know. It's also difficult. If he had an opinion, he changed his mind. When he writes, you know, my Rebbe didn't do it, and it's based on a toss, it's hard to see how he changed his mind later. And the incident with his Rebbe took place, if you calculate, he was 21 years old. that year, Tovkuf Mem Dalet. So in 1783, Tovkuf Mem Dalet was September of 83. He was born also in September of 62, the Sanskrit. He was 21 years old. I doubt the other tshuva was written before that. And it's a very, very difficult. Someone suggested that maybe the second tshuva was written in a community where the minhag hamakom was to write to. That would answer a little bit. That he holds mikra din, you don't have to, but if it's a minhag of the community you're in, well, maybe you should do it. I don't know that there were communities that had this minhag, but al kapanim, it's interesting. Now, only on prior chayvus, not on subsequent chayvus. The principle never works for subsequent chayvus. So I don't know, Raj Bashit, that there's a Rosh and a Rambam. The Rosh says you should do one at the end for the new chayvus that are subsequent. And that's why it could be a takala for people that don't understand principle. They do it in the beginning and they think they don't have to do it at the end. But they do, because the Rosh's Vart is that Amaskim, the Pasik of Shomayt Kobah Mashayada, is the end of Shmita. It's a Gemara. I just hold that Lo Yigai starts from the beginning. So.
You have to say it's talking the place where you make two puzzles. Otherwise, if upstairs I get an aliyah and I don't make two puzzles, I'm supposed to tell Gaba I can't be either.
That's what he's saying.
No, only
Sami
is talking in a special place where it's known that they
want to do. Okay, so you like the terrace. Oh, it doesn't make sense. Okay, I'm happy, fine. And Yashan also, he means only to not to get the aliyah in a city where they're makbid. Not see where they're not makbid. He says, don't get the aliyah for...
I didn't do anything wrong, I passed the
mahabah. Yeah, I understand.
I get an aliyah?
I'm willing to give you the aliyah. I can't get the aliyah, I'm a Levi. But...
It's just one of them. You
know, is that what he says? Look at his lush.
But if you did like the rush,
I agree with you, but it's not what he says. He says, "Ain roy likris b'tara lo yigas Yisrael u'mishloy yasa pruzvul erev Hashanah sha'avar v'gam yasa pruzvul erev Hashanah haba." The language doesn't fit what you're saying. Yeah, but then it kicks in at the end. It doesn't kick in the beginning. So, like the Rambam, like he gets this at the end, but during the Shemitah year, you're allowed to collect.
So,
the best thing is to make both. But no one minds being locked. No, but you could do another one at the end of the seventh.
Right.
You want to collect during the seventh year. So if you did a Pruz Bowl. Right. So, well, the Pruz Bowl he did in the beginning doesn't help for that loan. It was subsequent. And so you're saying, like the Rosh, I'll be stuck no matter what. Yeah, I understand. What he's saying is very good, that like the Rosh, you're going to be stuck in the middle of the year. The language of Chaim Kineski writes about this is, Yesh Oimrim, De Laharosh, Gama Shalava Bishvius, Osalitvaya. This Yesh Oimrim, he says, Karban Nisanel, Shom Chaylik Alzeh. Karban brings the sheet in August. What?
Maybe just a turning point for the sixth and seventh year makes the leiva. So once you're in the seventh year ready, there's no.
So he says yesh aimrim the larash gama shalava bishvius asalatva. Yeah, and the footnote he says the carbon asanal, which is a pirush under the rush, chaylak alzei, obviously brings the shita and disagrees with me.
The
person
doesn't have any purpose. Is there any reason why people?
No. The person there doesn't not ha- you have chayvus mean have loans outstanding. He's not owed money. If you're not owed money, there's no reason in the world to write a Pruz Bowl. It doesn't even make sense. What are you giving Bezdin? Yeah, you can only give them the chayvus for collection. So yes. Any reason? It doesn't help to write the language of the loan. You have to give the language to Bezdin. If you give it to Bezdin, then you're good. You could just write Al Menosh. Tosis asks, what does Hillel need a Pruz Bowl for? You could just say Al Menosh Loi Tashbitein Bishvius. I don't even know if Tosis has a teretz. Say Al Menosh Loi Tashbitein Bishvius. It'll work. Yeah.
Somebody's in the shop and he has a cosigner. Is a cosigner chayv to pay?
If the chayv is off, your cosigner is only subject to the obligation of the borrower. If the borrower doesn't have to pay, then the cosigner doesn't have to pay. Okay. What? Whether he's an Arav Kabbalah or a regular Arav, he's Arav Kabbalah and then he's like the Laiva. It's Mishamit. If he's a regular Arav, his obligation is only to fill in the obligation of the borrower. If that borrower, if you hold, he has no obligation, then the cosigner has no obligation.
You should have no concern
what?
About the bank.
So we're going to learn about banks. That's the part I skipped. Jewish bank probably does it. Gemach doesn't. It's Sadaka doesn't need a principal, but the corporations do, companies do.
People will give money to Gemach, and the Gemach has it there as a loan.
If you lend money to the Gemach, and you, it's then you need a principal. Yeah. Now, what? They're going to get Zaken Lo B'Milva. You need it. Yeah, there are cases where you need it. Now, what I'm going to do? I mean, I'd like to keep on learning till the end of our regular time, but after Shir today, what I would like to do. Is do a prizbul tziburi. There's a concept of a prizbul tziburi, which is, if everyone here will make me a shliach to do a prizbul on your behalf, so whoever wants will make me a shliach to do a prizbul on your behalf, I'll do a prizbul as a shliach for everybody, and then you'll be out to the rush, you won't have to go through the individual prizbul. So if everyone did a prizbul tziburi, I think people would remember for the end of Shemitah that you need a typical prosbul, and we could do it that way. So after Shir.
What about the loans that I loan to my wife? Let's see, people
who
owe both of us
money. So it's interesting. Years ago, where Fivel Cohen was learning Hilchus Ribbis, and we had the issue with credit cards. That's probably the biggest single michshol in our community, in Ribbis, is when someone lends someone else a credit card, someone that doesn't have ability to get a credit card. So I say, look, here's a credit card, I put your name on it, and it's my credit account with the bank, you can put anybody's name on a credit card. So you use the credit card, and you take care of the bills, you pay everything, and you take care of it. And the sense is that it's fair. After all, he's borrowing it, and he's paying. Now, in the eyes of Halacha, that doesn't work, because the bank is not lending the money to him. Let's say I have a credit card account, and the bank trusts my credit rating, and they give me a credit card. And I say, okay, yeah, my credit card, I'd like a credit card for Reuven. So they send me a credit card, I give it to Reuven, and I say, Reuven, you take care of the bills, you take care of everything. The bank is lending me money and charging me interest. I'm really lending it to him. Now, I don't take it and give it to him. I tell him, I give you permission to go take my loan from the bank. The bank's not lending it to him. The bank's lending it to me. I'm the borrower. I'm the one who has to pay. So when I give him the credit card and he's using it, he's not allowed to pay the ribbis. Because what he's doing is borrowing money from me. He borrows $100 from me. And when the bill comes for $110, he's paying my bill of $110, I only lent him $100, and he's paying $110 for me. So that is it's a ribbis issue. It's and I think it's probably the most common issue of ribbis that exists around, and people don't realize it. It's very hard if someone catches on early. There are ways of resolving it. Otherwise, there aren't. There's a family here in the shul who has other family who is on the benefit side of this arrangement. In other words, they use somebody else's credit card. They start a business. They need a credit, and now they're stuck. They owe a lot of money. They're not allowed to pay it. It's ribbis, and they told their relatives, you know, I can't pay you. It's ribbis. And they said, you know, don't give us this from stuff. Don't pay me. What? Can't make hetiske afterwards. You have to make hetiske beforehand. Yeah. So it the credit card issue it becomes an issue. It is a chayv. Now, as far as Shemitah is concerned, we're going to learn the beginning of the Siman. We're going to come back to it. I think it's Sifya Dalet, if I recall correctly. There's a concept of Zakhvar Allah B'milva. Zakhvar Allah B'milva means the following. Let's say you go into the grocery, you buy a container of milk, and you tell them to write it down on your bill. Today they don't. Remember, they used to have the books and they wrote it down? Nowadays it's all the computer. But once upon a time, you know, they turned the book and they wrote it down. They're writing it down. So it's a great idea. My grocer is a Frommiyid. He's going to do a principal Erev Rosh Hashanah in the morning. So after davening, I'll go into the store and I'll do a shopping and I'll put it on my bill. And Shemitah will be Mishamit. So the Lach is, Shemitah is only Mishamit Chayvais. It's not Mishamit if you owe someone money because he works for you. You know, happen to come out in the middle of the week or something, or you bought things by him, or he's a dentist. You went in and he did dental work. Shemitah is not Mishamit. Unless it was Zakhvan Allah B'milva. What? Excuse me? Okay, the expression Zakhvan Allah B'milva means you changed it into a loan. Now, we're going to have to learn what the criteria for changing it into a loan. But definitely, totaling multiple bills and sending a bill for the total, that constitutes Zakhvan Allah B'milva. And that turns it into a milva, which the chayv is mishamit. I would think that if someone uses a credit card, whatever the chayv is between the two Jews, before there's a bill, so he bought merchandise, you can argue that it may or may not be included. But once the bill has arrived and there's a total, it's really the bill is to me. If I would take the bill in my hand and give it to you, so that would be Zakhvan B'milva. If you just handle it, I give you my computer password and you take care of it, same thing. They're sending me a bill and I'm handing it off to you. And at that point, I would think it's Zakhvan B'milva and it becomes a Chayv Deshvitu B'Mishamit. Now, alright, so for all practical purposes, it's you need a prosbul and now, the question of when to write the prosbul, it's an interesting tshuva from Avad Yosef in Yechav Adas in Chelek Dal, the tshuva Samach Beis. Oh, first, before that, I have to tell you, there's a major difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim in how a prosbul is done. There's a major difference. The major difference is who you give the prosbul to. If you look in the Mechaber Shita is that you're supposed to give it in front of Gimel Dayanim Mumchen. You have to give it the chayv. What does it mean you give me the chayv? You give me it for collection. So what does it mean? You call three friends in shul and say, hey, come over, I'm giving you the chayv. These guys can't go collect. What kind of bezin? No, they're not a bezin to collect. Even you talk about Frumi Yidin, they're going to listen to a bezin, but that's not your three friends in shul. The shita of the hanhog of the Sfaradim, I believe based on the end of Sifcha Falef, is that the Mesiris HaProsbol has to be for Dayanim Mumchim. In the Sfaradic shuls, the way they do a prosbul Erev Rosh Hashanah, I don't know if their custom is to do it at the beginning, but when they do it at the end, is they have a bezin of Rabbanim in front of the shul, and everyone gives the prosbul to them. They do it in one loud time instead of lining up and everyone doing it individually, and they do the kinyanim, and they do it that way. Lamaisa, though, it makes it difficult. If you need Dayanim Mumchin, it makes it more difficult that everyone has available to him a shul with Dayanim Mumchin, and the person might be out of town where there are no Dayanim Mumchin. Yeah.
What about all those Dayanim Mumchin from Torah Shabbat?
Yes, Saroz Dayanim Mumchin are eligible for Torah Sedarim, but not for. Once they could collect, anyone could collect. Once they could collect, anybody. Now, therefore, Bavadia is looking for an Eitzah. Memeila, the Sfaradim in general, they're looking for an Eitzah not to have to do it every Erev Yom Tov, because not every shul has such a situation. So Rabbi Avadia writes, he says, I have a great Eitzah, could do it the whole month of El. Why? Stam Ava Shloshim Yom. Stam Ava, you can't tell somebody to pay. Stam Ava, you have to wait 30 days. The Gemara says in Makis on Daf Gimel that if you Loigas Yisrael, it has to be that if it was not Shemitah, you could collect. If it's not Shemitah, you could collect, then it's Babal Yigas. Then there's an Isser that Shemitah is Misham. But if it's not, if you couldn't collect anyway because it didn't, time didn't come, now you might go and tell him, pay me. Might pay you, might not pay you. But you can't, halachically, you can't impose on him to collect. So he says that you can do it any time in Elul, and mainly you get the whole 30 days, and makes things easier, makes life easier for people. You do the principal any time. I said before that the principal doesn't work for subsequent loans, but here it does, because the subsequent loans are not collectible till 30 days later, which means at the beginning or end of Shemitah, whatever it is, not is, it can't be collected. So you get a whole 30 days to the principal. That's what Rabbi Avadia writes. So the Tumim, during the Tumim, brings a Bach, it says Vakeret. Rabbi Avadia doesn't miss anything. He brings it in the Chavadas. The Rabbi Tumim says it's not true. When do we say that you can't collect? Only a Chayiv that you specifically set a date post Rosh Hashanah. But the idea of Stam Avra Shloshim Yayim, it doesn't apply the din of Layigais. You're allowed to collect. And he could tell you, I want 30 days, but there's no Isser of collecting. And Memeilu, the Orim Tumim says, B'Shem HaBach, that this doesn't apply. The din of Stam Avra Shloshim Yayim is not, has no effect on Shemitah. And Rabbi Avadia brings others who say like him. Now the Tumim and the Bach were Kadmoinim. Rabbi Yosef brings a Rishash, a Makis Dav Gimel, Stam Ava, Miches Chinuch Mitzotofa in Zayin, and a Tshuma of the Dvar Avraham, which were all really subsequent. However, he brings that now we have a Chidushi Haran, which wasn't, Chidushi Haran was not, I think in the early 1900s, they first found the manuscripts of the Chidushi Haran. They didn't have it. The Chidushi Haran says it. He says, Stam Ava Shloshim Yayim, is Mavkiya that Shemitah is not Mishamit. And Memela, he paskins that way. The Lumdis of, he deals with the Bach's Raya, and the Mechus Chinuch does, and he knocks off the Bach's Raya, but there's Makim Lefalpel. So there are, I guess, certain different anhagis in this man of a prosbol. Certainly, we're being Machmir to do a prosbol beginning of Shemitah, and today is the day before Erev Rosh Hashanah, so one more day we can go a day earlier, and Rosh Hashanah doesn't apply if you lend someone money subsequently.
Is it not that somebody who has a chayv, say, chayv, I want you to, the chayv is
if you say the chayv is payable afterwards,
right? Is it different if somebody said, I want you to pay me by Rosh Hashanah before Shemitah, or you're after Shemitah, I want you to pay me after Shemitah?
That's what it says. The Mishnah, remember the Mishnah in Makkah says, Adam say, he owes him money, Mekanvad Eseshanim. Mekanvad Eseshanim, and it's a lie, Dukash Azamam. So Gemara says, Mekanvad Eseshanim, what kind of chayv is that? It's Shemitah's Mishamit. So if you say the chayv is Eseshanim, you're cheating him out of everything. So the Gemara has, I think, two terutzim. That's going like the Mandiyamar. You can make it tonight. That's what the Gemara is. I'm not sure Tashmitei Shvius. Whereas another teretz that it means that the zman is in 10 years. The zman collection is in 10 years, so it's there's no bal yigais on someone that you can't collect anyway.
So
the
whole time doesn't start till the end of Shvius.
Right. The collection time doesn't start,
well,
and we pass
that.
Collection time has already arrived. Right. That's right. Could it be online? So it's a good question. Online without people definitely doesn't work. Now, if someone has an automated provable system, it doesn't go anywhere. You just do it and it goes into the cloud. That's for sure no good. But if you're sending it to a Bezdin and the Bezdin receives it, then it should work. It's probably no worse than an oral prosbul. If yeah, I think so. What? You can't sell the chametz. You can make a shliach sell the chametz. You can't sell the chametz online. You can make a shliach sell the chametz. So yeah, but what? Yes. So Gemara makes the following distinction. Gemara says, if you say aminosh leitashmiteni shviyas, see, I'm lending you money on the condition shmita doesn't erase the chayiv. That's our masa mashkas of a Torah. It doesn't work. If you say aminosh leitashmiteni bishviyas, the Gemara interprets that to mean the shmita is mishamit. But I'm lending you money on the condition that you don't enforce that right. You have the right to say shmita passed. I'm lending you money. I'm not shalei tashpiteini bishvias. So that tonight the Gemara helps. Now it doesn't help. You can't say I'm anos. You'll pay me ribbis, even though the Torah asks, because ribbis is an isra on the leiva, and the leiva can't absolve himself by agreeing to a condition. But the but shmita, which is a right of the leiva could don't isif him to pay. So that that he could, since the leiva could say afal pikein I want to pay. So if you make I'm anos that you say afal pikein I want to pay. That works. So
this issue now, only if they add on the interest.
The ribbis issue is only interest, yeah. Right. Right. If the right, if you pay at the end of the month, it's not a problem. It may be that if you tell somebody I'll lend you the credit card on the condition that you pay before interest comes up every month. And you're serious about it, don't just say it to get around ribbis. Say, I don't mind lending my credit card, but I don't want any interest. You've got to pay every month you have to pay. And he agrees, and then he doesn't pay. So maybe there's a chavis das that says there's no ribbis on Geneva. If someone stole, he stole $100 from somebody, and it goes back to pay him. He says, I feel terrible. I stole from you. Here's $200. That's not ribbis. There was no loan. Right? It's a Geneva. So maybe that if someone lends you money on the condition that you pay every month on time, if you don't keep the condition, you're a ganav. You'd be a mazik. If it wouldn't be a shiloh of ribbis, just them, you didn't pay, and a person. If someone gives a check in a store and it bounces, so he's a mazik. It's garmi. It's a grama. But you're a mazik. You have to pay what you did. So, and they could charge you a fee. They kid you on a ladder, but they could charge either a normal fee or if they make up beforehand that they charge a fee. But the same thing. If I lend someone a credit card, I say, look, I don't want fees, I don't want to be a credit rating, you have to pay every month. And he doesn't pay, it may be in that case, it's a garmi, and it's okay, it would be okay. Now, if you know that he's a poor person, he's borrowing a credit card, and he wants to start a business, and you just say it, saying it, you know, by ribbis, it says, Ani Hashem, can't fool me. But people tell me, I'm going to lend him, I'm not going to pay him ribbis, I'm going to give him a matana. And whenever people tell me that, I'm not going to pay him ribbis, I'm giving him a matana. I always say, why don't you give me a matana? You want to give him $1,000 a matana? Why don't you give me a matana? Why is he better than me? The answer is, because he'll let your money. Uh-huh. So Ani Hashem, it says, you know, Ani Hashem HaMafkin between...
Why don't you say the minimum payment is the principal, and the ribbit is at the end of the year, you paid the whole ribbit at the end, but you have to pay the whole at the end of the year.
But it's still ribbis. It's still ribbis. You can pay the principal ongoing, but... there's a mind-boggling Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Samach Zayin Sifkat Niyud. I don't even know like where to go with it, but apparently the Aruch HaShulchan in his community they were not so careful with Shemitah's Ksafim, and he writes the following. I'm going to read it to you. Sorry, I thought I marked it off. Tam nachain amashaloi nogu baharba mekaimais gabemei shadim ikaidim b'shmitas ksafim. So I want to explain why there was a custom even for previous centuries to ignore shmitas ksafim v'lei choshev l'kosav lichtayv prosbul, and they weren't choshish to write a prosbul. Dehine shmitas ksafim bizman hazeh midrabanan shlei tishtakach teres shvius v'zeu masad pshita. It's certain The Rabbanu lebo al pitachanosam shetisaker dovah medivrei Torah chas v'shalom. When Rabbanu made a takana of shmitas ksafim, they didn't want to be oikar d'oraisa. Rak b'shmitas ksafim gufa b'dei shefka bezn hefka k'mavu b'gemara. Just with the Rabbanu, they said shmitas ksafim. They have a kaiach of hefka bezn hefka, and they said that we're mafka the loans by shmita. Avo im al yedei zeh tisaker mitzvah mei hamitzvus vada leteknu Rabbanu. If through that it's you're going to be oikar one of the mitzvahs, Chazal would not have been oikar it. Even though sometimes they were oikar by a deraisa, he gives the example of not blowing shofar on Shabbos Rosh Hashanah. Okay. So they're not going to make a prosbul if it'll be mevatel deraisa. How's it going to be mevatel deraisa? This is lachain hilla zaken ubeis dinai kisharosh eninu malahalvais. They saw people not lending money. What? That's what he says. What's a prosbul? You give it to Bezdin, and it's kagavui. Chol zeh yatoy bizman shiyad dayana Yisrael hoisa takifa. This all worked when you gave it to a Bezdin had power. But Philip is man a Gemara. Ha'idayi roish goyle v'diyonim mismanim imenu. V'ayilam koyach me'amalucha lidvois o laharish asam asari of kinegdom. Says, when does a principle work? You give it to a Bezdin has power. Aber b'nei seinu arabim zeh me'ayis mishanim. Shem lo shum taike v'ayis. Bezdin, they can scream all day. They have no power. Lasis davar. So the Malva is going to have to collect. You give it to three fellows in Shul, they're not going to be able to collect. So he's saying it's a limud zchus that ain't tayelas. Now he does say at the end, I'm doing this as a limud schus on Klal Yisrael. You should do it. But to answer the minig, he has a problem with giving it over to a bezdin if the bezdin has no power to collect. This is his time. What? She's saying they only made the takana of prosbul where it works. But they made a takana of shmitas ksav. And they wouldn't have made it if they would have known that being shamik ksav, people can be over and not lending money beforehand. So then there's a prosbul, so you're safe. But when the prosbul falls apart, so then you're not safe. What? Shmita bizman azez, takana rabban. This is what he's saying is the limud zchus. Now the tzad kineged, of course, you can ignore a bezdin if you're not a from a yid. A person who's honest is not supposed to ignore a bezdin. He's supposed to go to the bezdin, choose a different bezdin. You go to a bezdin, and they'll tell you that a prosbul, and bezdin will say that it's effective. That's the tzad kineged. But I was curious about the Aruch HaShulchan. Mr. Bavadia, he quotes things. He always quotes it. Then he says, look at Aruch HaShulchan Yuri. He doesn't quote it. He doesn't want to bring the lashon, but Hakapanim. This is a very, very. Today it's not enforceable in court. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, but not here. The prosbul. Oh no, they don't make an award if they sign an arbitration agreement. There's no arbitration agreement. There's no arbitration agreement. Investment is not enforceable in court. Okay. If you do it, then it works. It's not an arbitration agreement. The courts are not going to recognize it. You have to write, if you sign an arbitration agreement, it works. But without it's just a prosbul. When you go to Bezdin, yes. But people who make loans don't sign arbitration agreements. Later, when they go, they do. Okay. Rabbi Say, if you want, I'm not going to be the Bezdin, I may be the Shliach. Anybody who wants can say the following words. Say, Rabbi Reisman, I make you a shliach to execute a prosbul on my behalf. Now you're going to tell me how you're going to prove it. If somebody says, I want to pay, so it's a mechaber in Shulchan Aruch that a person that has neman is to say he wrote a prosbul. Why? We'll get to it. But a person has neman to say that he set up a prosbul. So, and you have it on tape, yeah, everyone's voice. So,